Although officially retired, Susan Hansen has kept busy pursuing many interests.
I'm mainly a gardener and a baker, but when I'm not out there, I like to sew. I have a big family, and several years back, all of us gathered at the beach. We have 12 grandkids, and they were little. And I sewed some beach bags. And maybe then, when I got involved in environmental issues, I decided to make shopping bags.
Hansen says she's probably made somewhere around 100 bags since she began this project a few years back.
I buy the scraps at thrift shops or yard sales, nothing expensive. You know, old sheets and shower curtains and bedspreads, whatever is a good, sturdy fabric. And I take them with me if I go into Publix and give them to people I see reaching for the paper or plastic or don't have a bag of their own.
It's something that Hansen now has down to a highly efficient process.
If I have like a king-size sheet, I spread it on my kitchen table. I have the pattern. I know exactly how to cut it out. That takes maybe 15 minutes, and I get 6 or 7 bags out of one good-sized sheet.
All of which, she says, now takes her about half an hour. Hansen says she really applauds at least one of the big supermarkets for promoting sustainable bags. She just doesn't think it goes far enough.
Of course, Publix has a sign on the door, bring your bag. They offer them for sale. But, you know, a lot of poor people, a dollar, even 50 cents for a bag is hard for them.
Which is why Hansen is simply giving her bags away. Her idea recently won her a modest award from Sustainable Tallahassee.
I took the EcoTeam program. It's a class taught under sustainability. So they had a celebration dinner a week or so ago at the Extension for all EcoTeam members. And they asked you if you had any ideas for projects, bring it along. And they would have $100. Whoever wins, you know, they'd vote on the project. So I never thought I'd win.
Hansen did win, and now she wants to see if anyone else might be interested in aiding her cause.
I'd be happy to come and demonstrate. I can send you the pattern, bring you material samples. I'd be glad to get you started. I will speak to any group that wants to hear me. I don't know any other ways. I'm not politically or, you know, socially skilled. I'm learning, and I want to do all I can. I mean, this is a drop in the bucket, I recognize, but you have to start somewhere. You have to start where you can.
Hansen is giving out her phone number so those who want to find out more or even join her environmentally friendly sewing circle can do so. We have her number posted on our WFSU.org website with the online version of this story. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.